here's a story from The World.
Experts have dated the oldest rock art in Australia. It's a drawing of, what else, a kangaroo. Here's The World's Anna Cusmer.
The kangaroo is life-size, more than 6 feet tall, painted on the ceiling of a small cave in northwestern Australia. Lines represent two skinny legs and a head gazing to the side. Small strokes show the fur on its protruding belly. It looks like something from a children's book, but it was painted way before children's books existed.
Between 17,500 years ago and 17,100 years ago.
Damien Finch is a geochronologist from the University of Melbourne. A study he published this week found the painting was most likely 17,300 years old, more than three times older than the pyramids of Giza. In a video by Finch, Aboriginal experts lead a small team of scientists to the cave painting. They trek through thick brush, weaving around bright orange sandstone.
This is the sort of stuff where it is so easy to get lost, you know. Yeah.
Standing in front of the painting, traditional landowner Ian Weena teaches one of the scientists how to say kangaroo in the local Aboriginal language.
Amalali.
We've got Amalali.
That sounded right.
Sissy Gorbirch, chairperson of the Balangara Aboriginal Corporation, says the subject matter of the painting is fitting.
It's something that's sacred, the kangaroo. It's a very important icon. It's of cultural significance to Aboriginal people.
Gore Birch is an advocate for the conservation of rock art in Australia. She says Aboriginal experts often help scientists locate rock art and understand its history.
You know, traditional knowledge can really help Western science. It adds that value onto it because there's certain things and observations that traditional owners and traditional knowledge they've observed for a very long time.
Geochronologist Damien Finch and his team used radiocarbon dating of wasp nests to determine the age of the painting. You heard me, wasp nests.
We were able to date three mud wasp nests that were over the top of the painting and three wasp nests that were underneath that very same painting.
Mud wasps carry bits of the landscape into their nests, including, crucially, tiny bits of charcoal, likely from bushfires.
Charcoal is used really commonly in archaeology. You know, it's been the mainstay of archaeological dating, you know, for 50 years.
So, says Finch, scientists can test the carbon molecules in the fossilized nests and determine roughly what century they were built in. Dating the nests located underneath the art, built before it was painted, and on top of the art, built after, helps narrow down the range of when it was created. I asked Gore Birch what it felt like to see a painting that had endured for more than 600 generations.
It just goes to show that this was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Gore Birch says knowing the painting goes back 17,000 years creates even more reason to protect these spaces.
To keep this for our future generation, because this is part of our story. This is part of our journey. This is part of our DNA.
The painting survived thousands of years. If it's protected, says Gore Birch, it could survive thousands more. For The World, I'm Anna Cusmer.